Right now, let's talk with Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown. And in the wake of this school shooting down in Parkland, Florida, back on February 14th, there's been a lot of talk about possibly arming teachers in schools. And Sheriff Brown, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Brian. It's always delightful to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, you are in favor of arming teachers. Is this a decision you came to after the Parkland shooting, or is this something that you have wanted to do in the past as well?
Well, it's no. It just did not come to us after that, or to me after that. We brought it up several times to the school board and board of supervisors. It never has taken hold, but we've got to do something. And I'm talking to law enforcement throughout the country on a daily basis, and the opinion from most of them, and I'm saying most, is that yes, we do need to arm the teachers. We need to do something. We need to harden the schools. We can do that with a number of items, metal detectors, more than some schools do have them now. We need more parking lot entrance exits with security cameras that are monitoring continuously while students are on the school grounds from a command center on school property. Additional SROs, and I'll get down to armed personnel. So, but additional SROs, I've been trying to get additional SROs for the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. But if you consider, I mean, look at the average size of a middle school is approximately 118,000 square feet. Size of a high school is approximately, I think, 175 to 200 square feet. Body surface of an average SRO is approximately 20 to 21 square feet. So what's the chance of him or her being at the right place at the right time? I don't know. Again, it will happen again. And we're all hoping not here. Armed personnel, yes, I do support it, but with parameters and guidelines. And I underline parameters and guidelines. First of all, they would be selected. They would be volunteers, teachers, maintenance personnel, bus personnel to be armed. These individuals will be armed only after a psychological exam, a background investigation, which I'm assuming the schools, they do a background investigation. And having been certified by our range masters and have passed a DCJS, Department of Criminal Justice Services, Virginia Tactical Qualifications course of instruction for semi-automatic pistols and revolvers with a passing score of 75. Again, the state requires 70% passing. Bedford County requires 75% passing, but you know, our deputies, most of them shoot in the high 80s, 90s. And the teachers, like our deputies, would be required to qualify twice a year. These personnel would train with our deputies. And if in an incident, our deputies would certainly be able to recognize these individuals, teachers, bus drivers, whoever, maintenance personnel, for basically an additional level of safety. Sheriff's Office, again, I'm speaking for Bedford County. The Sheriff's Office would recommend the weapon to be qualified with. It could be a semi-automatic or it could be a pistol. And like our deputies, they will take the weapons home with them at the end of every school day or activity where they will secure the weapons in a locked box, again, recommended by the range master. All of the recommended equipment would be supplied by school administration. We would also insist that a person who is armed in the school be issued a ballistic vest, a level 3, which will handle the rifle rounds, any handgun rounds, and most rifle rounds. and it would be an easy all-phone type recommended by the sheriff's office. We had a teacher. Again, a maintenance personnel person, a bus driver could have it draped over his chair in his classroom or behind the door, whatever. Again, the coach, horrible, and the Florida school, could he have made a difference if he'd have been armed and had a ballistic vest? Maybe not. I don't know. But maybe yes, and that's something we've got to consider.
Now,
I have heard that some parents have said, and all the parents I'm talking to want the kids to be safe and want us to do everything we can, which we're going to do it. But they said they wouldn't be comfortable with someone in the classroom with a gun. Well, there are persons in the classroom, in the halls, in the gym, on the athletic fields now with guns, and they are SROs. And they didn't come to the job trained in the use of firearms. Some of them maybe could hunt, and maybe a few had fired handguns before, but we, like the police department, state police, trained our law enforcement officers, like we would train, Bedford County would train volunteers from the school system. And then the personnel would be trained in the same manner as our SROs are trained. But it's up to the school board of supervisors. And do you take a chance that nothing will happen, or do you prepare? And the sheriff's office is here to assist whoever.
And let me ask you just one technical point. Would you have personnel, would they keep the firearms on them during the day? I've heard proposals some for that, and then some to have them in some kind of locked container on the school grounds itself, and they would retrieve them if they needed them.
No, we would recommend, just like SROs, that they have the weapon on them. I mean, they would probably have to wear a jacket so, you know, nobody would see the weapons. But that's something that we would work out after the school board says, hey, we want to consider this. We want to look into the possibilities of arming our teachers. But again, that would be something that we would. Really, it happened so fast. We would not recommend that there be in a lockbox. When something like this happens, you have to have access to the weapon right there. And again, Brian, I underline, they would be trained exactly as our school resource officers are trained, or our deputies in general, or the police department, police officers, or state police. They would be trained on the same course, Department of Criminal Justice Services, firearms court. So, yeah, they would have the same training. And these are all questions that if it comes to that, and they are considering, then, you know, we can work all of these details out at some point. But something has to be done, and yes, I do. I would encourage select volunteer teachers to be trained.
Well, let me ask you on sort of the bigger picture of all of this. You know, whenever you have a mass shooting at a school, obviously it is tremendous news. It gets as much attention as anything does. But we saw the study from Northeastern University last week as to how rare these things really are, with 90,000 plus public schools in the country. Really, kids are about as safe at a public school as they're going to be anywhere. Is this sort of thing, whether it's arming teachers, more SROs, hardening schools, is this really a good use of the public's resources?
Well, I think it is. You wouldn't have me on the show.
No, that's a fair point.
You have seen me probably on some of the news channels and local news. Yes, I think it is, and you're absolutely right. When is this going to happen again? We don't know. It's like winning the lottery. Somebody's got to win it. Somebody does win it. This is going to happen again. It will happen again. Do you take a chance that it will not happen in Bedford County or Campbell County or the city of Lynchburg? That's not up to me to decide. It's up to the school board.
One of the strongest objections I've heard against arming teachers is that you would be requiring teachers to kind of get into that mindset that they would have to shoot and kill a student if necessary. What do you think about that?
Well, that again, it goes, Mary, it goes back, and I assume I'm talking to Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it goes right back to they would have to be volunteers. And it would have, they would be trained, and they will run through scenarios just like we run SROs through. And yes, that there's a possibility that it would be a student. And it's something that with training, and again, they would be, I don't know if I said tonight, but they would be required to train at a minimum 2 times a year and run through different scenarios of what they could possibly face. And again, if this is something that a teacher, a maintenance person, a bus driver could not do, even to save the life of other and possibly many students and teachers, then certainly that person, I would not recommend this person be trained.
How many of the Bedford County schools right now have school resource officers, deputies at the schools?
Yeah, right now we have 3 high schools, 3 middle schools, and each high school has 1 SRO, and each middle school has 1 SRO with a sergeant that is roaming and supervising the unit. Now, we have a civil unit. There are 6 deputies there, and they serve all the civil papers. And they are assigned elementary schools, and we have 15 elementary schools. And they are they are assigned certain schools to check when they sign on, and on their way to the office to pick up civil papers. And anytime they have an opportunity to check with the elementary school during the shift, during their shift, they are asked to go in and make themselves known to the personnel up front. Their vehicles, their marked vehicles, they are sitting in front of the school, so that's certainly a deterrent to anyone, we hope, that would have evil on his or her mind. So, yeah, we've got, a total of 7 school resource officers, 1 being a sergeant that, like I say, is roaming and sets in. We have school resource officers that are in training. We have school resource officers that are sick. He sits in to them whenever this occurs.
How often do they actually have to break up fights at the school and do their job as police officers? Have you had a deputy pull a gun?
No, not to my knowledge. I've been here going on 22 years. To my knowledge, none have pulled a weapon. But yeah, they break up fights, scuffles. I want to say on a daily basis, but probably several times a week, they will break up arguments, fights, etc.
Sheriff Mike Brown, what was the school board's reaction, or what has been the school board's reaction so far that you can tell to this idea?
Can't tell. Nobody will talk. I don't think they've talked to the media. To my knowledge, they haven't. But and I understand that it's something that the school board. I'm sure they're going to be talking to a lot of parents. They're going to be weighing all of the pros, the cons. But right now, I don't know. Now, the other thing, what we do, we have an active shooter squad. These are instructors teaching any group in the county, and we've worked outside of the county with permission of other law enforcement agencies that want our assistance on how to prepare for and respond during and after an active shooter's incident. It's called Prepare Now, Survive During, Be Safe After, and it's a program that is recommended by Department of Homeland Security, and we have presented this program throughout the county to churches, fraternal groups, businesses, including banks and others, and we'd be glad to discuss this program with our school administration if asked. So it's a great program, and our guys do a great job presenting it, and it's something, I mean, my gosh, who would have thought it 10 years, 15 years, 20, 30 years ago, you just wouldn't have thought you needed something like this. But you do.
Sheriff Mike Brown, Bedford County, I'm sure we'll be talking to you much more about this in the future. Thanks so much for joining us.
Be delighted to. Thank you, Mary, Brian. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.